Hello, this is Jim. I'm going to do a short audio boo here. I've already tried to make a couple. I have to make this rule that if I make an audio boo and it doesn't work, I'll just stop and then do one the next day. But I was going to tell the story about what happened to my keys and then talk about trying to quit smoking, as I'm going to try to do today. The key story ended up being, it was just hard to get it in under 5 minutes. It really is something that needed to be organized before I did it. It has to be written out. And I hate doing stuff like that. But anyway, so I'll just do this quick one. I'm going to try to quit smoking starting today. Not really a New Year's resolution, but it seems like a good time. The holidays are over, and seems that there's not going to be overly stressful elements in my life here for a while. Things have stabilized in the house, and they've slowed down considerably at work. So this is a month that I'm usually pretty productive anyway, and I'm going to have extra time because I'm not working as much, and I'm going to be making less money because I'm not working as much. So if any time to quit smoking, this is a really good time. I save money, increase my energy, which I can use with the increased time that I have. This doesn't actually matter to anyone else, but I decided to do an audio boo about it, because it's one of the little tricks that helps with quitting smoking. Just announcing it, rather than quietly resolving to do it myself, saying it out loud, it doesn't guarantee I'll be successful, but telling other people I'm going to do it does help a little bit in the resolve not to. Because I actually don't have to tell you if I fail, but I'll still know, but I'm still talking about it. As for the key story, I'm not going to, maybe I will tell it in the future. I'll organize it, see if I can tell it a little better. But this is a picture of keys that I lost early on in the month, kind of a direct result of having my hat stolen and being upset about that, and then misplacing my keys. And the reason they were gone is because it snowed like 5 or 6 inches the same night that I had lost the keys. And as a result, not only did I not have any idea where the keys actually were, I was hoping that the keys were somewhere near where I put my bike in the parking lot at work. But because of all the snow, I wasn't able to find the keys. It snowed over the keys. I didn't drop them into the snow, so there's no indentation. And I dug around the area and looked for them and didn't see them. We had this weird weather this last week here where it rained for a couple of days and, got up to 60 degrees on Friday. But anyway, the previous day it had rained and got up to around 50. And basically took care of all the snow except for the big piles of snow. So when I arrived at work, this picture right here, these are the keys. These are the keys I lost. And they had been gone for so long and they'd all already been replaced. So I had basically no longer remembered that they even existed. There's kind of an irony to it because I went and had a copy of a key made, which wouldn't have needed to be made if I had known I was going to find my other keys. But anyway, there you go. Maybe I'll fill in that story or something. But now I have 2 sets of keys, and actually 3 sets of keys now, as I've recovered my originals and made copies of all the other ones. So I've got 3 copies of every key I need, more or less. And that's it. I'm going to try and quit smoking today. So we'll see how that goes. I'm getting ready to go to work. I don't smoke at work, and I don't smoke before work. So I just have to not smoke after work, and everything will be fine. All right.